get so used to winning that sometimes you would just let the loser go and go and go, thinking eventually it's going to work because you're so used to winning. Whereas you need to have that hard type stop loss number in there. Otherwise, you can really get hurt by it.
When you're winning so many times, it's super easy to become addictive to it, right? And when the bad trade comes or the losing trade, it's easier to blow the account.
Yes, very much.
You're listening to Trade the Pool on audio.
Welcome, everybody, to another founder of Trade the Pool. Today, Justin is with me, a new founder trader of the 50K Flex account. Thanks for coming, Justin.
Absolutely, no problem.
And I see the background, so good morning.
yes, good morning.
So, Justin, we'll talk about your account in a second, but let's dive into your background a little bit. How long you've been trading for?
I've been trading for a long time now, probably like 8 years or so. Okay. If I'm doing my math right, I think it started in 2017, 2018, something along those lines. So it's not something new for me, no.
Okay. And so now I understand, because you passed the evaluation on your second attempt, right? You had one attempt, failed it, and then passed it, which is very rare. In most cases, we will see guys trading 3 to 5 accounts before they actually pass the evaluation. So I guess the experience and the knowledge that you came with gave you that boost.
Yeah, it was also a little bit of a proof of concept, and I had to change my thinking a little bit because I still have like a main account that I trade, but I wanted to come and try out Trade the Pool as well because of a few reasons. I wanted to see if it was a viable option out there for people who maybe can't get a full like US funded PDT account with how the laws are currently. And then it provides like the opportunity to trade some stocks that I might not be able to trade just because of the nature of the trading platforms and how everything works and all that. So I was actually kind of mad at myself that it took me more than one, but I had to change my thinking a little bit to like buying power and numbers and all that stuff. So it took me a trial run to get that through my brain.
you did amazing, really fast passing it. And tell me a little bit about your trading style. I mean, you've been doing it for quite a while.
Yeah, I definitely started with different styles and when I was first learning years ago, but I've over the last probably four or five years or so, I've locked into what I do now, which is just based off of stocks that are making, I call them intense moves. They're making moves that are unnatural, either up or down in a faster manner than they normally would. And then I take the reversal using a 1-1-2 averaging system for the high probability bounce back.
Okay. Is that something that you do mostly intraday or also on swing accounts?
I don't do it on swings. I want to, but I haven't gotten that. I haven't done it enough. I know some of the guys that I trade with, they do it on swings and they do very well with it. But I'm by nature a much more impatient person, which is why I found this strategy, which generally works in a faster time frame. So instead of trying to adapt myself and change myself to a strategy, I found one that is more in tune with who I am as a person.
Yeah, and that's super important because at the end of the day, trading is very individual, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And so I'm taking you back a few years ago. You know, you're trading different styles. How did you, you know, reach to the point when you say, okay, I'm good with what I have right now? How do you go through, what's the path that you went through basically?
Yeah, so it started pretty much, I think, how a lot of people start, where if you're going on YouTube and you see all the different traders and you see like some of the huge YouTube traders out there and they're doing like the penny stock to the moon stuff, and that gets you really excited into it because you see people take like very smallish relatively accounts, and because they're taking these tiny little penny stocks, they can take big size and make big money. Right away. But you quickly realize that for 99.9% of people, that is not a viable strategy that's going to work. So from there, I moved on to more of a continuation strategy, which worked for a little bit, but I could never quite really get it to be a long-term thing. It was always kind of like 50-50. And then that when the downswings would come, that would be hard to get through. And then it'd be a grind back. And I was just like, I'm just treading water here. And that's eventually when I was like, all right, I need to stop just fighting this and doing what the masses tell me I should be doing, and I need to find something that I can adapt to myself and how I view things, and maybe works a little bit faster because I am such an impatient person. And that's how I eventually found what I do now.
Amazing. And you mostly trade a 1 minute chart?
Yeah, I trade the 1 minute chart. That's more of just a function of that's what I started with and learned on and what I've done the entire time since. There's not really, I don't have like hard feelings or hard convictions of that's the chart you should be using. You can use 5 minute, 2 minute. That's just the one that I learned on.
Yeah.
And that's, so I don't want to change that because it, I think, changed my views of what the chart looks like. I think the same move on a 2 minute and 5 minute chart would look different to me than it does on a 1 minute chart. So I don't want to take what I know works for me and then try and change it for some reason into something that looks different.
Yeah, that's 100%. Once you found your rhythm, you got to stick to it and not try to play with it. Because at the end, it's a pattern recognition, right? Mind get used to a certain price action. And if you get familiar with it on a 1 minute chart, it will be totally different on the five.
Right.
For sure. All righty, Justin, good stuff. I'm going to share my screen and show the guys at home your dashboard.
Okay.
Let's see how it looks like and what you did.
Okay.
So basically that's it. Like I said before, you filled the first one, and on the second one, you already made it. Let's look at the one that you passed. 50K account, $3,000 to the target, 6%. That's all. And you got $2,000 to lose on a max loss. We'll go over your trades in a second, but okay. Yeah, the first thing that comes in mind is this one right here.
Right.
The risk reward is a 0.3, but the success, yeah. What's going on here? Share with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, well, that's where a lot of people generally kind of, if they see me, sometimes they're like, what are you doing? Your losses can be much bigger than your wins. And I'm like, well, yes, absolutely they can, but that's built into the strategy because in my opinion, that your risk reward ratio isn't a standalone number. You have to factor in your win percent with it because, and when, like you said earlier, one thing I always say is there's 1,000 ways to trade out there. And the only one that is the right one is the one that works for you. And yeah. So if you know your risk reward to win percent ratio, you can have, like I do, the ability to have your loss be substantially bigger than your wins and still win overall because of your win percentage. So, and it's the vice versa is correct. Also, you could have a low win percentage, but if your wins are much higher than your losses, you're going to be able to win as well. I just like winning and don't like losing, and I'm impatient. So that's why I have this particular model.
It's always a tricky one, right? Because on one end, you go for a higher success rate with a lower risk reward. But once you do have those losing trades, they could be, they could take a lot of the profit that you already made, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. But that's also where Trade the Pool kind of helps a little bit. And when people, if they try to do a strategy similar to mine, if they don't have like a hard stop loss number implemented into their account, it may be tougher because you get so used to winning that sometimes you would just let the loser go and go and go thinking eventually it's going to work because you're so used to winning. Whereas if you need to have that hard type stop loss number in there. Otherwise you can really get hurt by it.
Yeah, that's very important what you just mentioned. It's super easy, especially as you said, you know, when you're winning so many times, it's super easy to become addicted to it, right? And when the bad trade comes or the losing trade, it's easier to blow the account.
Yes, very much.
All right. Looking at your trades, I do see a lot of small caps, but also from time to time, you do have those classic ones like CSIQ or I saw the other one here.
So, yeah.
You know, $50 stock. Tell me a little bit about that. What are you looking for? Basically, why is it small caps, but also mid large cap?
Yeah, so I don't really care exactly what the price level of the stock is. I care more about what move it is making. So my scanner is going to show me, you know, all the price ranges of stocks, and it's going to show me which ones are making the intense moves. I'm then going to take a look at it. I'm going to look at the range of the move, the range that are in the candles, how fast it is. I'm going to look at the daily chart, see is it you know, breaking out to new highs? Is there earnings today? Something along those lines that's making it make this move? Or is it truly an unnatural, big, intense move? And that happens on stocks of all prices. It doesn't really matter. Now, I see it tend to happen a bit more in the lower price ones because you get those pump and dumps a lot more, I think, in the lower price ones that aren't the big blue chip stocks. Yeah. And sometimes the blue chip ones, they will do the dumps to the downside more for longs than they will shorts. I generally like shorts better because shorts work faster. Longs take longer, in my opinion, for the way that I trade. But as long as it's making the correct type of move, I don't generally care what the price is. You just have to then get your sizing right based on the underlying stock price.
Yeah, agree. Totally agree with that. Yeah, you know, you've been with us for a short amount of time, but tell me what you experienced on Trade a Pool comparing to trading your own capital.
Yeah, I think it was just at first it was because I've been doing my own thing my own way with my one account for so long. There's a little bit of a learning curve just because when you change platforms and you have a different type of account, it's going to be a little bit of a learning curve overall and making sure you're getting your sizing right and learning how to use the system and how everything, you know, gets worked and gets filled. And one of the things that I actually found that I liked is because of the way that I enter trades with limits, I generally don't have them sitting out waiting. I generally wait until it hits a level with a limit number, and then I will hit the button once it gets through that level. Mm-hmm. And I was finding that I was actually getting a lot of better fills with Trade the Pool because it wasn't seeking out my individual order, at least for the eval, and I would get a better fill either up or down a lot of the times. But then you also have to keep in mind when you are like going to finish the trade, that's also going to affect how you finish the trade. So you've got to wait for either the bid or the ask to get there. So it's just a little bit of a learning curve, I think, in the beginning to get that and through my head compared to like my normal account that I use.
On the level of risk in the capital?
Yeah, the risk in the capital and then how the fills were working, because say I have a similar sized account, but it's like a 4-to-1. So essentially the other account is maybe 4 times the buying power of this one. So I had to, in my brain, get through cutting my normal trade size on that any particular stock into 25% of what I would have had in my regular account. But then at the same time, I was able to trade some stocks that my other account maybe didn't have shares available on, or something like that. So it was kind of just a learning curve all over the place in the beginning.
And you're basically trying to copy both accounts?
Is there No, I kind of adapted not taking the same stock in both accounts. I kind of went to the super lower price stuff in my regular account, and some of the higher stuff I started doing in the Trade the Pool account, just because if there was one that was going to lose, I didn't want to have to lose both accounts. So at least had the option, if I was going to have a red trade, then maybe the other account that I had was going to be green that day and it wouldn't feel, you know, as bad. So kind of split them up like that.
Got it. Alrighty, any tips or tricks for a new guy that comes to Trade a Pool and want to pass the evaluation?
Yeah, I mean, I would say definitely it's better to start, and this is why I wanted to try it and see how it was as well, because if you're doing just like a regular paper trading account, sure, it's going to teach you some things, but it's never going to have any percent of emotions associated with it, where you can do something like a Trade the Pool account where you're not going to have your full huge capital invested that you would need for your own personal account, but you are still going to have money invested in it to buy the evaluation and try to get to the funded stage. So if you're just learning, it's a great way to limit your risk on your capital side while still importing those emotions into your actual trading that you wouldn't get out of like just a paper account. So I think it's really good for that, to teach people who are new and to actually experience some of the emotions that you go through when you're trading, because it's always 1,000,000% different when you actually move to real money from just paper trading and trying to learn, because those emotions take over and it's the hardest part about trading. So when you can have something like this where you do import some of those emotions into your trading while you're learning, I think it really helps people.
Yeah, 100%. Amazing, Justin. Very good stuff. I'm sure the guys that just listened will enjoy it. thanks, of course, for coming again.
Yeah, no problem.
And for those of you who want to check us out, go to tradethepool.com. Justin, where can the other guys can watch you?
I'm on YouTube, GDT Stock Trading, or if you look up Garage Day Trader, you'll find me.
All righty. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Take care, guys. We'll see you in the next video.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Trade the Pool on audio. Visit us at tradethepool.com and see if you have what it takes to become a funded trader. That's www.tradethepool.com.